When Emily Ann Reigel was in elementary school, she was bullied for being overweight. She was bullied so severely that she had to transfer schools, but with this change came another unanticipated transformation. She went from being the bullied to the bully. The messages she had received, being fat equals no good, compelled her to treat others poorly in an unconscious effort to make others feel bad about themselves as well. Inspired by her experiences, she founded the nonprofit WeStopHate.org to help others share their experiences with bullying by posting videos to YouTube and help foster good teen esteem. In the process, her organization has garnered nearly 1 million views and the support of many celebrities. Her new book is Flawed: How to Stop Hating on Yourself, Others, and the Things That Make You Who You Are. We welcome Emily Ann to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
It's very nice to have you on the program. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly, Reigel?
It's actually Regal, but it's all the same to me.
Well, I'll actually pronounce it correctly, all right?
Okay.
Regal.
Sounds good.
Excellent. So tell us how this all came to be. As you mentioned, when you're in elementary school, you were bullied for your weight. How much was that an ever present feeling of pain for you during those years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was in such a toxic, isolating environment when I was being bullied. I didn't have any friends in school. And, you know, when I would be on the playground, kids would say that I was fat and that they didn't want me to be on their team because I wasn't a good runner. And so I felt really bad about myself. And as you just mentioned, I ended up becoming the bully myself once I switched schools. And it wasn't until I had really great, supportive, wonderful friends that I started to feel really good about myself. And I suddenly wanted other people to feel the same. So I wasn't bullying myself and I wasn't bullying others. But when I went into high school, I witnessed a lot of bullying going on. And so I wanted to do something positive and, you know, spread a positive message. And so I created the We Stop Hate YouTube channel, where I asked my peers on YouTube to record videos talking about, you know, overcoming their bullying experiences, talking about their favorite confidence tips and tricks. And within 8 months of posting the first We Stop Hate YouTube video, the nonprofit channel We Stop Hate was ranked in the top 30 most subscribed YouTube nonprofit channels of all time.
When you bring this together and you look at just that opportunity of giving people the opportunity to talk about what has happened, what does that do? What does that diffuse?
Well, I think, you know, being vulnerable and showing the fact that we flub up sometimes really allows other people to feel like they can do the same thing. So, like, admitting that I was had been a bully is really, really hard for me to admit. I kind of cringe when I say it, but I think it is so honest about how vicious the bullying cycle is, and it hopefully will help other people not have the same experience. So I think, like, messing up and, you know, not being afraid to fail is really important, and I think it definitely allows other people that same freedom if we have the bravery to kind of mess up and be open and honest about our mistakes.
Why, as you talk about in the book and as you've just discussed, I mean, this is sort of an ugly cycle, so that, you know, people who are hurt other people. So obviously the person who's doing the bullying is also hurt themselves. So in that, we want to help everybody, right?
Exactly. It's definitely true that hurt people hurt people. And so we really invite everybody to the table at WeStopHate.org because we can all benefit from these messages. I like to think that Flawed is definitely a family book in the sense that self-esteem issues are something in life that aren't dealt with until we deal with them. And a lot of times parents say to me, well, what can I do to help my child or my teen feel really good about themselves and be successful? And I think actions speak louder than words, and modeling positive self-esteem behaviors really help young people soak it up like a sponge. And so if you're looking in the mirror and all you can see are your flaws and you're saying, you know, my hips are too big or I don't like how my hair looks, young people see that and they feel that and take that in. And so it's better to, you know, you can lead flawed. It's lessons from teens to the world. It's for people of all ages, and then pass it on to your kid or your grandchild or your neighbor. It really is a book for everybody, and I'm so grateful we have over 175 illustrations. So it's a lot of fun. We've peppered in so many teen quotes from the very popular We Stop Hate video. So it definitely is in the voices of teens, which are so humorous and yet so insightful.
I mean, obviously, bullying and that type of kids being nasty is been around forever. And I'm just curious, do we know psychologically what's going on of why we even do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we feel bad about ourselves, we think that putting someone else down will make us feel a little bit better, like, oh, we're better than them. But in the end, it actually makes you feel really bad. When I was a bully and I would gossip and say mean things about other people, I would sit on the bus coming home from school feeling really crappy. And it wasn't helping me feel good. And so by helping other people feel good, whether it's, you know, inviting someone to sit with you at the lunch table or smiling at someone in the hallway, or, you know, at work or at school, and just complimenting someone, it's amazing how good you'll feel.
One of the messages in the book is about encouraging kids to become what you call a flawed light in the world. What do you mean by that?
Totally. Well, the biggest thing that flawed talks about is the idea that we live in a society that kind of thrives on bullying us into believing that we're not good enough, when in fact, we are plenty good enough, just the way we are. And, you know, we're good enough, we're ready enough, we're important enough as we are to make a positive difference in the world. And we call that being a flawed light in the world. We're perfectly imperfect. And just because we're flawed doesn't mean we can't make a positive difference and, you know, follow our passions and do what we love. And we've, you know, incorrectly spelled flawed on purpose. So it's F-L-A-W-D. There's no E in our flawed. And you can read all the quotes and experience the book by going online to flawedbook.com, F-L-A-W-D-book.com.
You talk in the book about choosing consciously. And basically, I'm curious if you can give us, I would hope that you could give us some tips that you share in the book for ultimately steering clear of those influences, the negative influences that are out there that can have an ill effect on us.
Definitely. I think remembering how, you know, susceptible we are to outside influences is really important. And especially on social media, what we let influence us both in real life and on social media is so critically important to our perspective and our worldview. And I think it's really important to make sure to follow people online, whether it's on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, that have really inspiring good messages. You know, if you see an account that's saying things that are not making you feel good or just, you know, making you feel critical of yourself, just block the account or unfollow the account. It's really important that who we follow and engage with online lifts us up.
When you hear from the kids, is there a common message or is it really all over the board of how this happens?
I mean, the thing that we found the most common doing this work at WeStopHate.org for over 5 years is that flaws were the biggest thing holding young people back to really feeling great about themselves, because they'd look in the mirror and they'd only see their flaws. And so we wanted to change that. So my co-author, Jeannie Demers, and I wrote this book by taking the advice that the teens gave in their We Stop Hate videos and expanding upon the tips and tricks. And so it really is using your flaws as the doorway to self-acceptance. And I see this book, Flawed, as being a cheerleader for you to really embrace all that makes you, you.
In celebrating the flaws, as you call it, that's easier said than done, isn't it? Especially if the bullying isn't coming just from other kids, it's coming from your family, it's coming from a culture, it's coming from a society, it's coming from what you see in television, what you see on your screens, on websites, magazines, so forth.
No, it definitely is easier said than done, but in the book, we've laid out so many great how-to, like, tips and things that you can really do. For instance, we say that you should blab it out. And a really great thing, you know, for 15 or 20 minutes is to just write what you're feeling, you know, stream of consciousness style. You know, don't edit yourself, just go. And seeing your thoughts on paper really can help you identify, you know, what you're going through. And, you know, we have our first chapter starts with who am I? And it's all about self-discovery, because there's this confidence myth that we have in society where, you know, we're all talking about confidence, but how do you do it? And the first step is self-discovery. And so we've laid out in Flawed so many great ways to embrace who you are, and a lot of lessons and you know, ideas that things you can actually do.
Is there, do you think, when you look at this movement and what you're trying to do, how do you keep the conversation going? How do you see this moving in a further positive direction?
I definitely see this book, Flawed, as just the beginning for us using our flaws as a doorway to greater self-love. You know, being a flawed light in the world isn't something you just do once or twice. It's really an ongoing journey of self-exploration and self-understanding. So we're deepening the conversation by going into schools and taking this content and, you know, making curriculum out of it. And we also have the Flawed Light Journey, where you can use the conversation online to really connect with other people going through similar things.
Well, the name of the book is Flawed, How to Stop Hating on Yourself, Others, and the Things That Make You Who You Are. The book is published by Perigee. It's out in paperback now. Emily Ann, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I do appreciate it, and best of luck in your work.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, a great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the title of the book is Flawed. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.